The content of this program is meant for educational purposes only, because knowledge is power. However, the controversial subject matter discussed may not necessarily reflect the views of this station, its management, staff, or its advertisers. The Power Hour has been in existence since the turn of the 21st century. The need for independent media is more critical than ever as people search for the truth. For the past 20 years, the Power Hour has focused on subjects which inform and educate about the real challenges we face as a nation. Join us as we discuss the Constitution, current events, and natural health solutions with the best experts on radio. Learn from some of the most insightful commentators you'll find in talk radio. Now, here's your host of the Power Hour, Dave Krieger.
And a pleasant good morning. It's 1 minute after the hour of 7 a.m. Central Time, Wednesday, April 5th, 2023. So glad you could join us. I know that a lot of America was glued to the Schiff show yesterday in New York, all concerned about their leader. Yeah, we'll get to all that commentary. I know, and there's a lot of it. I'm sure people were as equally as upset as some people I know were over the entire thing, and then come to find out the indictment, which I have not read the whole thing yet. I have been getting snippets from commentaries and various other things of what people have been saying. Even the Democrats are saying that the indictment is a total fluke, which goes right back to the old credo about DAs being able to indict a ham sandwich. But I'm not sure in this case which ham they're talking about, because Bragg obviously bragged 100 times at least that he was going to get Trump if elected, which got all other people in Manhattan all excited because they don't like Trump. And that's too bad, because Trump kept gas prices down and all the other good stuff and kept our economy strong. And then all of a sudden, and you don't think that Senor Joe had all 44 of those executive orders just sitting there at the ready? I mean, no, he had help, just like Executive Order 14067, which is going to bring in the central bank digital currencies into the United States sooner than later. Are you ready for that? I doubt people even have fathomed it, which is why the email blast is including a copy of Executive Order 14067 covering digital assets. Now, you can read it and take from it what you will. And if you have not and you have access to internet, I would suggest that you use your DuckDuckGo or Google or whatever access you have to reading that executive order, because this Senor Joe didn't think about himself. He had help. Just like those 44 executive orders. As soon as he took office, the day after he took office, he signed 44 executive orders. Now, you don't think that he all of a sudden just sat up all night drafting 44 executive orders? No, he had help. This stuff was already on the table waiting for him to take office so he could sit there and sign away half of what Trump built up. 28 of them affected directly what Trump built up, including the cancellation of Keystone XL, which killed our energy and made us weak. But this is the intention. These people, you know, it's to tell about the indictment, it's telling. You know what it tells me? That people who live in New York City are so brainwashed by their own hatred, they don't need a ham sandwich to indict people. They're stupid. That's what it tells me. The people on that grand jury don't have a brain. They're brain deads. That's what we call jurors, brain deads. They sit there and they eat off and feed off the emotions and they forget all about fact. And this is exactly what happened with the indictment. It's a joke. The indictment's a joke, and Trump's attorneys are going to have a field day with it. I call it having sex with the pleadings. They are going to rape it completely of any legal consequence, and there won't be much of an indictment left. And if the judge says, no, I'm not dismissing the case, they're going to appeal it immediately. So this thing is going to drag on and on and on. They can keep this entire Schiff show dragging on all the way through the elections next November, despite the fact he's got he was ordered by the judge to be in court December 4th, right in the middle of the campaign sweep. He's got to go to court and hang out there. See, the whole idea is disrupt what's going on, which is why now all the people in Europe are laughing at us, calling us stupid, and basically saying that we're a banana republic and that Trump is unforgivable. You see, the media over there has got them, the legacy media in Europe has got them so convinced. They all got the same opinion, ours. Gee, I wonder who's programming them besides the CIA. Who's leaking all that? Tavistock Institute? Huh, makes you wonder. Now, you're wondering, obviously, how we're able to say all of this stuff is because we have a frequency. We're in the top 50 of the talk show list. And we are able to stay on the air because of the Power Mall. And so we are offering a daily deal. And that is in addition to our weekly promotions. And so you have to actually go to thepowermall.com and click on the daily deal tab or the featured banner to enjoy the savings. We also have the Heaven's Harvest Organic Pack now available by dropship at thepowermall.com, or you can call 877-817-9829. Much more going on, too. We have a spring sale where you can get 15% off allergy relief products like quercetin, silver mist humidifier additive, oregano juice, Sinu Orega, Optivita digestive enzymes, Latero Flora probiotic, and Living Streams multi-blend liquid probiotic. And we got 10% off Willard Catalyst Altered Water and Global Healing Center products. Interesting, isn't it? And if you want to make some money, all you have to do is visit thepowermall.com, click on the affiliates tab, get a link to share with your friends or put it on your website, and you get 10% commission from all orders because you sent them. And we'll even show you how to track your sales. Now, those of you who are wondering about what the outcome is for Shortwave, that's why we have a Give, Send, Go account. That's why we thank you so much for all of the donations you have made so far to keep this thing going because it's very expensive. I thought about starting up our own shortwave channel, but unfortunately, hundreds of thousands of dollars. You don't have that kind of money. I don't have that kind of money. So, you know, it's not my decision. It's just expensive to run shortwave. But here's an interesting alternative. It's called Rick's Satellite System, which, by the way, is pointed at Globalstar once you get it set up. And we're giving away not one, but two Rick's Satellite Systems. And see, here's the thing. The satellite system, the second one, has been donated by a longtime listener. So big kudos to you. Wanted to be anonymous. So in order to win these things, you have to email us a letter at support@thepowerhour.com. And we've been getting letters in telling us why you'd be a good recipient. Or you can send by mail to P.O. Box 14921, Springfield, Missouri, 65814. But you don't have a lot of time to do it because on April 18th, we're going to make a decision as to who the lucky recipients are. So you want to get those letters in sooner than later. And of course, if you have questions or comments for today's broadcast or questions about the Power Hour, you can text us or call us at 877-817-9829 or email us at support@thepowerhour.com or support@thepowermall.com if you have questions directly related to the Power Mall. And of course, we have a partners link, which folks, if you're not aware of that already, if you go to thepowerhour.com, you'll see when you click on the partners tab, Genesis Gold Company, we're proud to partner with them. You can actually buy gold and silver, precious metals through them, as well as the gold IRA. I like the hard stuff you can hold in your hand. EMP Shield, Lion Energy, Optivita Hemp Products. Oh, by the way, EMP Shield has the shields for your solar panels as well. I have EMP shields all over my place, even in my vehicles. Lion Energy, I have their emergency solar pack, four panels with a generator, solar generator, and I keep it fully charged. So even if you don't charge it once a year, it still only loses about 3% of its charge, so you're good if all hell breaks loose. The Grow Network, from Marjorie Wildcraft. I was out planting yesterday, spent a lot of time starting seeds. I got those little 3-inch cups, you know, the little ones that are made out of the fibrous material, like peat, you know, they're peat cups. And they look like a regular drinking cup, and they're about this tall. If you're looking on the screen, you're watching my video. They're about 5 inches tall and about 3 inches wide at the top, and you fill them up. I put half, a little under half, with the in-ground, or not the in-ground, but the raised bed gardening soil mixed with humus. And I put that on the bottom, and then I put the seed starter stuff on top, because you're only planting these things about an inch or two, probably about an inch or so, into the bottom, the top of the cup, and then covering it up and watering it. And you actually water it, and you soak the peat cup till it completely is waterlogged, and that's good enough. And just keep an eye on it and water it when you see it dry out. And, of course, when you start seeing sprouting and it starts getting big, then you can just take the entire peat cup and plant it right there in your raised bed or in the ground, and it will continue to take off without shocking the plant, which I thought was kind of a novel idea, which is what I'm doing. So my entire greenhouse now is planted. Let's see what else is happening here. Todd, we got three guests today. Tommy Waller from the Center for Security Policy will be joining us at the bottom of this hour. And, of course, Steve Hayes, we've had him on. He's a tax attorney and chairman of fairtax.org. He will be on in the top of next hour, followed by Reverend Jim Hardin, who, of course, with Compass Care Pregnancy Services, they were just vandalized again in Buffalo. So we'll be talking about all the current events and latest news with them as well. 11 minutes after the hour of 7 a.m. Central Time, and we've already told you about what the European media thinks about us and what they're spreading to all the people out there, calling us a banana republic amid the criminal proceedings with Trump. We have an Australian weapons manufacturer, Lance French, is warning U.S. firearms owners that gun control laws, once introduced, never stop expanding. He's the owner of SGS Industries, and he made the comments during the Western Australian Firearms Community Alliance meeting on April Fool's Day, and that was no April Fool's joke. Because literally, I mean, this meeting of gun owners and industry experts was held in reaction to the impending state laws that are going to expand gun control to ban high-powered firearms, which, of course, affects their business. See, when they take away the guns, then we're all going to be enslaved. That's just the way it is. But then, see, the other question is, because all these Europeans think that we're so weak over here and that we're not willing to back up what we mean by the Second Amendment. They think we're weak, that we're not going to stand up to our own government when it comes time. If our government comes, you see those black SUVs roll up, what are you going to do? I'm going to cower in the corner. I can see half of you right now freaking out, wondering why they're here. And when they all get out of the car and they've all got SWAT gear on, you're going to sit there and wonder, duh. I think it's my time to die, or maybe I should just hand in my guns like they did. You know, what's the name of that show? Stripes, you know, handle your guns over to the Russians, you know, so we don't get killed. And then they take you and torture you and lock you up and you just make you disappear. Yeah. Yeah. Just, you don't know what this government's got planned for you. But if you read Executive Order 14067, it's a pretty good indication what's going to happen when they shift everything to digital currencies and you have no access to any of your money because it's now been converted to digital. And all you have is what you have, and you have to live on that. How many people in America are prepared to do that? Not very many. And you know what's going to happen when CBDCs go in? If CBDCs go in, I mean, it could happen between April and July of this year. Before the election, they'll be able to control and navigate the entire system. And if you want your money, you're going to have to vote Biden back into office. What a pleasant thought that is, huh? You thought the shift show just got started now. You ain't seen nothing yet if they actually make CBDCs work. If they kick this into high gear, we're in trouble. Even Tucker Carlson said it. We're done. Finland joined NATO. We already told you that. Now Russia has doubled down. And they are moving nuclear-capable missiles to Europe in Belarus. Yep, this is the tit-for-tat going on right now. Iskander-M tactical missile systems have been deployed to Belarus. And so now the troops there, Belarusian crews, have traveled to Russia to receive training in how to operate them. Oh, God forbid. Yeah. And you think humanity, this is funny. The World Health Organization has estimated a staggering 1 in 6 people around the globe is experiencing infertility at some point in their lives. This is the first report of its kind in over a decade. The WHO has revealed the global average infertility rate, defined as a person not being able to achieve pregnancy after 12 months of regular unprotected sex, is now up to 17.5%. And they're sitting there puzzled? Oh, come on, really? World Health Organization? Oh, we're going to be talking to Tommy about that in the bottom of this hour. We need to get out of there. I'm going to tell you what's going on right now. I mean, the World Health Organization sits there and puts out a statistic like this. They should be happy. They want to totally shrink the entire world population, and they're sitting there now issuing this report. They're getting what they want with the jab. All these people who think, oh, we're fine, we got the jab and we're fine, you ain't seen nothing yet. The kill switch will happen. But in the meantime, all of you out there, and the EU has plans for all of you over there in Europe, if you're listening, you will eat sea bugs. And the EU has absolutely zero plan to clearly label food that contains sea bugs. That's right. UV will change you and you will eat sea bugs. You got to love that. In the meantime, the U.S. has announced a $2.6 billion weapons package for Ukraine. Like, we have that to give away. While they're telling us that by 2033, our Social Security is going to shrivel up and die. Boy, you just got to love this good news this morning. We're not even on to the Trump stuff. Dave in New York, how are you, sir?
Good. Yeah, I got right on it last night and did a lot of going through all my stuff and all, and I came up with the Dr. Doug Rocky was on a Power Hour November 9th of 2018, and it's the second hour.
Okay.
He's also on during the first.
Dr.
Yeah,
Doug
he's
Rocky.
Also on during the, yeah, R-O-K-E. He's also on the first hour, but that's just rehashing what's going to happen in the second hour, which is the more important one. It will give, retired Lieutenant Colonel, leads on where to go to locate this. Back in the day, Joyce had a two-disc set. It was called Beyond Treason. And that's what I let people borrow and never got back.
Oh,
okay?
Wow.
But that was the name of that. But that was the name of that, Beyond Treason. And that's, and it has the, it shows the munitions and stuff in the bunkers and all before they were blown up. And there's also another thing out there that shows you how the munitions are traded without going through the proper channels. But I'm not going to mention it now. You put too many things out there and it just, gets the water's muddied too much.
Oh, yeah.
So that's, yeah. So November 9th, 2018, second hour. And I'll tell you something. If you can listen to that and not have your eyes start watering, you're a cold person. And
well,
one other thing. one other thing is when everybody got together when that football player from Buffalo was hurt and on the field, and they were all praying. They weren't praying in Hindu or any other. They're praying through God, through Christians, And,
yeah.
He survived, okay? And Jesus Christ is Lord of all. And the suckiest thing seemed to get, okay? God is still in control. And we are going to go get through this one way or the other. We may not live as long as we would have wanted to, but if you think about the glory afterwards, then, it's well worth the little sacrifice we have to give,
Well, it is, and that's the thing that I just pointed out here, is what you're willing to sacrifice for what you believe in. And, of course, if you believe in the Lord Jesus Christ and that God raised him from the dead, well, the Bible clearly says what it means. And so I was just getting a note here from our producer that the full version of Beyond Treason is available to watch for free on thepowerhour.com.
Yahoo.
Just so you know. I just got a note.
Okay.
Catherine, you're on it. You're on it, honey. I appreciate that. See, she always comes through. She's on it. That's why I love working with her, because she's always on it. They listen to the show. They know what's going on. They hear your comments, and they understand why these things are so important to you. So I really appreciate your call.
Hey, one little tidbit here real quick. Halliburton, Doug Rocky wrote it up for him. I mean, he had to do all these different things. He wrote the no-bid contract for Halliburton over in Iraq. Pleasant. I'll see you later. Thank you.
All righty. Thanks, Dave. Appreciate your call. All right. Here, we're working this. Now, everybody that was watching the Schiff show yesterday in New York saw that Marjorie Taylor Greene made her speech and then ducked back into the car because things got a little weird. This despite Mayor Adams telling everybody, you need to behave yourself. It's like, these people don't care. I mean, we had cameramen with booms screaming F-bombs at people. Don't mess with me. Don't mess with me. Only they were using the F-bomb. This is a joke. You got the Trump lovers and the Trump haters all getting together, playing out the Schiff show for the media. In the meantime, inside, everybody's got the cameras pointed at the door waiting for Trump to walk out, which he did, went into court, and all the guys with cameras were allowed to go in and take a quick snap. Yeah, because we got to show what's going on here. We got to parade Trump in front of the media. So let's do that. You know, we can't go live in the courtroom. And, of course, they had cops at the end of every aisle in the courtroom telling media to sit down and shut up and don't. And if you see that phone, you're out of here. So literally all of this was going on. The 34-count indictment, Trump pleaded not guilty to all of it, all right? And, of course, now the Trump legal team is going to file all sorts of motions to dismiss alleging prosecutorial misconduct because it is a felony to release grand jury information before the indictment is unsealed. Tit for tat, maybe not. Bragg could find himself charged. This whole thing is on this $130,000 payment to Stormy Daniels. Now, a court in California has said that Stormy Daniels has to pay Trump $122,000 in legal fees for a defamation suit she lost. Wow. Things are weird, I know. Yeah, like Dr. Evil. I know it looked weird. Yeah. Yeah, they're going to go after Bragg. You watch this. And, of course, we're in an unsettling new era here in this country. Chronic dysfunction, according to Victor Davis Hanson. You've seen him on Fox. And he's a Hoover Institution fellow. And, of course, the left strategy to undermine the republic. First thing they got to do is they got to piss off half of our population. And when they could do that and the rest of them rise up, see, now we got three other criminal probes against Trump going on. We got this, the classified documents thing. We got the lawful transfer of power on J6, which they're not going to get anywhere with that. Fulton County grand jury is looking into whether Trump unlawfully interfered with the 2020 election. One phone call, and now they want a grand jury. And the foreman of the grand jury has already been out breaking every single taboo, giving interviews to MSDNC. You can't do that. The foreperson cannot go out and give interviews before they release the indictment. The indictment is unsealed. Hello. So what did Alvin Bragg do? Alvin Bragg went out following the appearance by Trump and his leaving the courthouse. They waited till he was almost to LaGuardia Airport to get back on his plane to go back to Florida. And Bragg gets on the microphone, holds a press conference, and proceeds to convict Trump in the court of public opinion. And, of course, Trump came back at Mar-a-Lago last night, had a major press announcement, would look like 50-50 of a campaign rally, calling District Attorney Alvin Bragg a criminal, leaking massive amounts of grand jury info for which he should be prosecutor. At minimum, he should resign. Of course, that drew cheers from the crowds. An FBI informant, by the way, who joined the Proud Boys and helped breach the U.S. Capitol, said there was an understanding he could commit crimes in certain situations. And this guy named Aaron hasn't been charged. Yeah. So you see, I told you it was a trap. And police, by the way, left the lower West Terrace tunnel doors unsecured, giving protesters easy access into the Capitol at the lower West Terrace tunnel. They left it open. It was a trap. Yeah. Undercover video, by the way, captured 40 separate munition blasts in the January 6th crowd at the Capitol. This is an undercover officer's camera that captured all of this. That's all the stuff that's now coming to light. The Supreme Court, by the way, has refused to hear a death sentence appeal where prosecution withheld evidence. Oh, talk about Brady versus Maryland. And of course, who wrote the opinion dissenting from the court's denial is Justice Ketanji Brown Jackson. Why? We knew this was going to happen. And of course, Justices Sonia Sotomayor and Elena Kagan also were part of the dissenting opinion. In failed other things, left-wing Janet Protasiewicz is the projected winner of the Wisconsin Supreme Court race held yesterday. Radical left-winger Brandon Johnson has won the race for Chicago mayor. We're going to see another continuation of lightweight. James Woods, in the meantime, the actor, has come out screaming bloody murder, sounding off of the indictment of Trump, calling it a cheap distraction for America's real enemy. Shared an article about from Fox News on China's nuclear subs. Woods said the White House is ghost hunting a dog and pony show in New York instead of dealing with real problems, of which when they asked Biden about it yesterday, he's doing the evil laugh. So, and we got a commentary on Ron DeSantis, by the way. I did not know that Karl Rove is his campaign chairman. That should tell you right there why Ron needs to stay in Florida and just remain the governor and not go out there and try to run for president. As a matter of fact, as soon as he was inaugurated as governor, DeSantis signed the state up for Eric, you know, that little electronic recording system for voting. Rick Scott didn't want to do it. He saw Eric to be nothing but a dangerous database containing personal info that everybody could tap into. Yeah. And of course, U.S. intelligence officials are watching for China and Russia interference after the Trump indictment. But here's the interesting thing. While all of this was going on and everybody was paying attention to Trump, Xi Jinping was over in Moscow talking to Putin. So, and he was there for 3 days. See, we're not paying attention here. Yep. I got a minute left, Brady in Vegas. Go ahead.
Yeah, right on, Dave. When in the history of the United States have you ever seen a black DA pimp like Alvin Bragg defend a white horse face hooker like Stormy?
Yeah, only when it benefits him. I'm going to get him.
When have you ever seen a black, no black man in the history of this country has ever defended a hooker that I can recall?
Yeah. Only when it serves a purpose. And here's the sad thing about it. I got to look at this grand jury. If they bought into all this stuff and they literally pulled the media pulled it. Even the Democrats were pulling this indictment apart and saying the whole thing was bogus. So, I mean, I appreciate your phone call. This whole thing is nothing but a shit show. We're going to talk to Tommy Waller more about this and what's going on after the bottom of the hour break here on the Power Hour. Dave Krieger with you. Stay with us.
For the past 20 years, the Power Mall has been a trailblazer, leading the way in providing our customers with only the best health, wellness, and readiness products. We have worked hand in hand, helping to grow many small businesses, and we continue to provide exceptional customer service, educating our customers so they can make informed purchases. You can shop with confidence, knowing that we have personally vetted every product that we offer. Your health and well-being means so much to us. We have championed voting with your dollars, and when you shop with the Power Mall, you are helping to keep ever so important and often censored health information in the forefront. Buy from the good guys. Shop thepowermall.com. That's thepowermall.com. Or call 877-817-9829.
Break the the bond to Big Pharma. Hi, it's Joyce Riley with the Power Hour to tell you about the powerful benefits of Strauss Heart Drops. Many people today are locked into the routine of taking multiple prescription drugs. Strauss Herb Company believes that everything the body needs is provided by nature. Strauss Heart Drops may clear congested arteries, restore damaged muscle, maintain healthy cholesterol levels, and flush toxins and metals from the body. They may even be helpful in treating varicose veins. And unlike prescription drugs that are packed with chemicals, Strauss Heart Drops are 100% natural and harness the healing power of herbs like garlic, cayenne, white willow bark, and mistletoe. For the full line of Strauss products, I urge you to call the Power Hour at 877-817-9829. That's 877-817-9829. Or visit thepowermall.com. And remember, beware of knockoffs. Get the original. Get Strauss Heart Drops.
Just recently, we both started on the lithium balance. I want to keep my memory. My two in-laws are dealing with, the Alzheimer's. They're in their 90s, and I see it. I don't want to be like that, and I've heard you talk about lithium to, you know, improve our memory and keep us up there.
Call 877-817-9829. That number again is 877-817-9829. Buy from the good guys at thepowermall.com. That's thepowermall.com.
Listen, one of the things that was not mentioned was the Oregadent. That's for when you brush your teeth. You just take it and put your toothpaste on your toothbrush and just take a couple drops of Oregadent and put that on your toothbrush and brush your teeth. And I'm telling you, that stuff, once I brush my teeth, I don't want to eat anything for a while. Anyway, it's wonderful. So I use it a couple times a day, and your teeth really do feel so fresh. It's going to help a lot the next time I go to the dentist. So I really appreciate you giving me the heads up about that one.
Need to speak to a real person? Call Jay at thepowermall.com and receive superior customer service. Call 1-877-817-9829 right now. That number again is 1-877-817-9829. Support small businesses and buy from the good guys at thepowermall.com. That's thepowermall.com. Hi, this is Jay at the Power Mall. I thought I would discuss an item that's very valuable to my personal health and well-being. That product is called Curcumin X4000. Its potent antioxidant properties have been shown to decrease swelling and allow us to enjoy our golden years. Take control over your health today, guys. Order Curcumin by calling 877-817-9829 or order at thepowermall.com. That's thepowermall.com.
Minutes after the hour of 7 a.m. Central Time, and it's Wednesday, April 5th, 2023. And of course, we spent the last hour discussing all the shift show that's been going on right now. And what a joke the grand jury in Manhattan is. I don't know which ham sandwich they should be indicting, but it's obvious these people are stupid, which is why they're sitting on a grand jury, because they'll do whatever Alvin Bragg wants them to do. And this is why we have such a mess going on here, because we've got left-wing control that is shaping our country's entire future. Europe is laughing at us. I don't know. You would go downhill from here. We're going to figure that out. Tommy Waller is with us. He's the president and CEO of the Center for Security Policies, Lieutenant Colonel in the U.S. Marine Corps Reserves. He served more than two decades on active duty in the reserves with deployments to Afghanistan, Iraq, Africa, and the Caribbean. The second lieutenant colonel that we've had. Yesterday we had one from the Army. Now we got one from the Marine Corps. Semper Fi, Tommy. How you doing, sir?
Hey, good morning, Dave. Thanks for having me on.
Not a problem. So the thing is, we're looking into all of this garbage that is going on right now. We have, 40,000 people that have resigned from the military because they didn't want to get the jab. You got Thoroughly Modern Millie, the chairman of the Joint Chiefs of Staff, calling China and letting them know we're going to keep them in the loop. I'm looking at the Reagan National Defense Survey, finding the number of Americans with a great deal of confidence in the military has plummeted from 70% in 2018 to 45% now. I mean, what are they? Are they deliberately trying? Is Lloyd Austin deliberately trying to decimate our military so we can't defend ourselves?
It is absolutely a shaping operation, Dave, and in the worst way. I'm no longer in the reserves. I effectively retired at the beginning of March, which was I spent a year after I put in my own request for a religious accommodation on the vaccine mandate, waiting for the Marine Corps to make the right decision, and they, of course, did not. And I never saw paperwork processed so fast as the paperwork when I submitted it for my retirement. This is absolutely a shaping operation. It's a shaping operation designed to call out of the U.S. military people who can think for themselves, who are reasonable, who are God-fearing, and who are professionally competent. You mentioned the Reagan National Defense Survey and the competence in the military plummeting. I mean, look, that includes me, and I served two decades. A year ago when I brought my family to a military installation to get a new identification card as I waited for word on my denied vaccine religious accommodation request, I was barred entry. My family, they had their Sunday best clothes on. I intended to bring them to the memorial for the fallen Marines at that particular installation and show it to them. And I was not allowed on base. And so that day, my son did not get an identification card. He did not put his fingerprints on the biometric scanner because I won't have him anywhere near it. So the 45% of people who are confident in the U.S. military right now does not include me, and that was my life's calling, if that gives you any indication of where we are with the Republic.
That's pretty damn scary. wow. Tommy, that's pretty damn scary. So we're looking at this. Now Finland is joined NATO. Finland is bordering Russia. Russia is already fighting Ukraine because they don't want Ukraine joining NATO. And now Russia has said that we are moving tactical weapons that can accommodate nuclear warheads into Belarus. And and then now you got Xi Jinping visiting for the last 3 days Russia. I mean, you're right on top of things at the Center for Security Policy, which has a .org website. And people are buying Nuke Protect, which is something we have at the Power Mall here to replace the bad iodine from radioactive fallout. And I got to ask something that's been probably troubling everybody that's buying Nuke Protect. Are we in the middle of World War III? Is World War III looming on the horizon? I mean, what do you see happening here?
Yeah, Dave, I believe that we are well into World War III. It's just that it's only starting to be kinetic as people see it and recognize it. I mean, the Chinese Communist Party declared a form of unrestricted warfare on the United States decades ago and has unleashed that, just profoundly year after year, and we've aided and abetted the CCP in that unrestricted warfare. Putin has, been aggressive every single year that we've had weak U.S. presidents in office. In the four-year period that we didn't, there was very little that he did. He's obviously going to get away with as much as he can. Should we be worried about nuclear war? Well certainly. The U.S. military should be, instead of spending, millions of man hours. I think the total was close to 6 million man hours on the quote extremist stand down. We should be focused on real threats. And I'd like to come back to that topic in a minute to talk about some real threats that were being ignored. But with respect to nuclear war, it's not just, if our adversaries, Dave, if they wanted to wage nuclear war against us, the most effective way would be through a nuclear electromagnetic pulse attack, where it just takes one weapon in the exo-atmosphere to take out the grid. So, we wouldn't feel the effects of that. There wouldn't be radiation, on the land mass of North America. It would be, the radiation would be limited to the low Earth orbit, in space. But what it would do in an instant is it would take down the U.S. electric grid and every infrastructure upon which it defends. And our enemies know
that,
right?
Yeah, we've talked about that. Yeah, Tommy, we've talked about that to great extent on the show. And see, the thing is I was trying to get the late Peter Vincent Pry, and you know about the AMPI Commission. Obviously, you've studied this, being at the Center for Security Policy. You know what they said about 9 out of 10 people being dead within a year. I mean, literally, America will implode on itself. You believe that?
That's right. Yeah, and Dave, I actually had the privilege of working with Dr. Pry. I lead something called the Secure the Grid Coalition, sponsored by our Center for Security Policy, that's been focused on this for years. And, you know, Dr. Pry was just an absolute hero, a Paul Revere of our day. I also had the opportunity to work on this in the military for a short period of time. And this is where we go back to the focus, right? So you started the discussion talking about what is the focus of the current DOD leadership. You know, we spend 6 million man hours on a, quote, extremist stand down. Well, the three-star general, the courageous general that tried to take on the issue of electromagnetic pulse in the military, Lieutenant General Stephen Quast, I worked for him for a couple of years, and it was a privilege. But the result was that he was forced to retire. Those that have actually worked to try to make a difference on real threats to the Republic find themselves in a position where the people at the very top of DOD are hostile, right? And so, you know, that's the EMP front, right? But let's take a look at the last two wars that I fought in personally, in Afghanistan, in Iraq. I mean, we willfully failed from the beginning to the end to ever even try to study and to understand the doctrine of the enemy we fought there, that enemy being jihadis. And when you look at the, quote, extremist stand down put in place by the Biden administration and the 6 million hours, let me tell you what they ignored. Because I was forced to undergo this training to teach my unit. I was a commander at the time. It was not a violation of the law, so I followed the order. I gave the training to the T, what they asked to do, and then I had conversations afterwards with the Marines to tell them, for example, out of all of the material provided about, quote, extremism, there were 6 known documented examples of jihadis in uniform, you know, all from the Army. Sergeant Hassan Akbar, 2003, Major Nadal Hassan, 2009, PFC Nasser Abdo, 2012, Specialist Hassan Edmonds, 2015, Sergeant First Class Kang in 2018, and a PFC Cole Bridges in 2021. 6 examples where uniformed service members either killed or intended to kill their fellow service members. None of that was in the material. None of that was called, quote, extremist. And then you see within a year, the Department of Defense hand over to the Taliban, the country of Afghanistan, and $80 billion of U.S. equipment and weapons and money. It's atrocious.
Well, and then look at how the Biden administration reacted all that. He couldn't. Every time they unloaded one of those 13 caskets, he looks at his watch and then insults everybody there. I mean, I swear to God, these people, Tommy, are all in it. They all think that if they just turn America over to Russia and China, that they're going to be rewarded. And I'm telling you right now, they're going to take them all out and publicly execute every single damn one of the people in that administration who all think that they're wonderful and they're going to all be part of the new world order. That is not going to happen. They're going to eliminate everybody. We don't need you anymore. We got what we wanted. You people are out of the picture. And this is what's going to happen. I believe it. I don't know about you. Do you have a different take than I do?
Well, I think that, you know, the methodology by which our adversaries conquer the United States, I mean, it's already in play. We talked before about being partway through World War III. Mm-hmm. That includes the battle for even our own personal health freedom, right? So let's think about, like, how did the shaping operation utilized by Lloyd Austin and Mark Milley and these other people in the top of the Department of Defense, the shaping operation that resulted in the removal of military service members who refused to break the law for them. How does that fit into the longer-term, larger picture, right? So, and I don't know how much time we have. I can go into the details of the vaccine mandate and how, you know, that. Why did I take a stand then? Well, because I was being told essentially to break the law by forcing upon my subordinates an emergency use authorized vaccine when an FDA approved one did not exist that you couldn't get. That was a litmus test, right? And it was well orchestrated the way that they designed it. That litmus test led to, you know, officers that would not break the law for them and violate the personal health freedom of service members being removed from the service. Well, why does that matter in the larger picture of global tyranny? Well, it's because of what's coming next, and that's through the World Health Organization, right? And so the Biden administration, while it is removing from the federal enterprise, not just the military, right, but it's any agency of the military or contractor for the military that has at its disposal force and deadly force. Think about it. Intelligence community, federal law enforcement, the contractors that guard, you know, nuclear facilities, U.S. military. They're not, I mean, I have relatives that work for the VA, for example. They're like, man, they didn't kick me out of the VA for not being vaccinated. No. It's the entities that can apply force. They had to remove those that wouldn't go along, right? And so the next step
this is like
with the WHO.
I know it. And they want dumbed down military servicemen that have agreed and will agree to turn their weapons on American citizens and pull the trigger. That is what I believe they're grooming them for.
I mean, ultimately, there are people who want that. Now, is it, you know, I'm not saying that the upper level leadership and the general officers in the military want that. I mean, there's still a lot of good, I mean, just working as hard as they can, surrounded by all of this moral and ethical weakness. There's still a lot of good folks. But when we talk about the shaping operation for those that do want to take away American freedom, they certainly appear to be using every opportunity to do so, right? So you judge, I mean, you hate to judge other humans, but you have to at least, you know, be observant of the behavior, right? So if we judge the behavior of the Biden administration and what they're doing, it's not good. And so, you know, and I don't know, Dave, if how much more time we have. I do think it's important.
Yeah, we've got about 9 minutes left of this segment. And what I'm curious, and I know we're talking about World Health Organization. I want to stay on it because they keep trying to push this. And the Biden administration wants to let World Health Organization take over and impose mass lockdown vaccine mandates. I mean, he's extended his power grab until May 11th, even though Congress and the Senate has voted to cancel this emergency. He doesn't want that. He's got to keep that emergency in place in order to play the next card. And you just kind of made an inference to something that much bigger is going to happen. Can you share what you think that might be?
Sure. Yeah, absolutely. I mean, it's really, you know, God's timing here that you had this interview on today. Today is actually the launch of a coalition involved in raising awareness about this. And I'll get to that in just a moment if your listeners have the ability to take a couple notes. But what's happening is the Biden administration is secretly negotiating with the World Health Organization in a way that would really hand over our sovereignty, right? And so we think back, if Americans can remember the last couple of years and, you know, the COVID crisis, as it were, and what the United States did in response to COVID. You know, you just think about Fauci, for example, right? Like, all of these totalitarian measures that didn't work, these came via the World Health Organization, and the World Health Organization got a lot of its marching orders from communist China, right? So we followed the China model in America to our detriment. And so if we didn't like what we saw during COVID, then you can only imagine how bad it will be if we grant the WHO powers to declare anything as a, quote, public health emergency, right? I mean, they could decide that it's gun violence, that it's climate change. Whatever the WHO decides is a, quote, public health emergency could then precipitate many, many actions that would undermine the sovereignty of the United States federal government and state governments. And where it comes into play is things like travel. You know, we think about there was a period when, you know, you couldn't travel to certain countries if you didn't have a vaccine card, right? Well, they plan to link all of this with digital vaccine passports. And what we're talking about are the pieces being put in place for global governance and control using the health domain as the vector of attack, right? And so at least for those that took an oath to defend the the Constitution of the United States against all enemies, foreign and domestic. They use the health domain to take out those that wouldn't violate the law. So we're in a really scary spot as a republic right now.
Well, we are, but the bigger picture here is you've got 220-plus million Americans that took at least one jab, if not two. And the thing is that most of us that listen to this show and have had people on talking about it, frontline doctors, we're pretty much all in agreement. This is an effort to depopulate the United States as well as the rest of the world so that these World Health Organization and other entities of the WEF and the New World Order, Klaus Schwab and Harari, his sidekick, can come in and take over because they won't have that many people to deal with, and it makes it much easier. But the problem is now we've got this big problem in the military with all the people that got the jab in the military. We've got an increase in myocarditis cases in the military. So, I mean, literally, I don't know what these people think they're doing. They think that they're going to be able to get vaccinated United Nations troops in here to powder blue helmets. Is that who we're going to be fighting? I mean, I'm just sitting there looking at this thing, shaking my head, going, this whole thing is self-defeating. I don't get it. I mean, who just announced that infertility has gone up 17.5%. I go, well, look, you got what you want. What are you complaining about? Here you vaccinated all those people with the intent on murdering them. I mean, come on. So, I mean, you know you're on the front end of this thing. What's your take on that?
Look, again, we talk about judging things by its fruits, right? So, and I don't want to pass judgment on anyone who took the vaccine. In fact, in the beginning stages of it, when it was acknowledged that it was an experiment, and you think about, I have relatives that say, hey, look, I know this is an experiment. I'm older than the rest of you guys. I'm going to take it to see what happens. And there's a certain nobility in putting one's own stealth at risk for others if we could acknowledge that it was an experiment. But as we step back and we look over the course of time, as you just observed, what were the fruits of that? Well, a lot of people injured, the vaccines not working in terms of protecting from, getting COVID or transmitting it. Essentially, it's very clear that we were lied to all along the way. And the U.S. military never adapted. It just doubled down on the bad things. So when you judge these things by the fruits, right, I mean, the vaccine mandate divided institutions, organizations, agencies, families, I mean, personal relationships, the hostility that came out of that. You judge something by its fruits, and that was the fruits of that particular vaccine mandate. And so, ultimately, none of this is sustainable, okay? So if all of the things that the Marxist globalist cabal is pushing on the world and the country is not sustainable. The transgender push, a generation that is transgender is not going to last a long time, right?
No, it's not.
A generation that willfully allows itself to be inoculated with things that are experimental that will do their bodies harm won't last a long time. A republic that continues to really to deny God won't last a long time. That's why I think we have to applaud our elected leaders that are pushing back.
There's not too many of them
out of Alabama. No, there's not. But the ones that are, I mean, we need to applaud them. We need to thank them. Senator Tuberville right now is holding up the appointments on 187 Pentagon appointees in the Senate because of the Pentagon's violation of the law with respect to abortion. It's a violation of the law, and it's terribly immoral. So he's sticking by his word. He said, "Hey, I'm going to do this if the Pentagon does that." And so the very few that we have in office, we need to be praying for them. We need to be supporting them. And then, at the end of the day, we just need it. We have assessed at the Center for Security Policy that much of national security in the future will be local. The federal government has epically failed, and in some cases is complicit. This is going to be defended at the local level. But if we have an opportunity now to make a difference, we can do everything we can. At least now we know the plan for the WHO. We can try to exit the WHO. So if you have a minute or two, I can tell you about what people can do and where they can go to get involved and at least trying to head off Sure. Yeah, so today, 3 p.m. Eastern today, is the launch of the Sovereignty Coalition. There is an American Sovereignty Declaration that's aimed at raising awareness about this issue with the WHO we spoke about. And people can learn more. They can sign up. They can send this to their elected officials at sovereigntycoalition.org. And I would just encourage people to do that. And you can tune in today for a live stream, 3 p.m. Eastern, of the launch of that important coalition.
And you can do that through the website itself, through sovereigntycoalition.org. We're making notes of this. And, of course, ladies and gentlemen, if you're making notes of this, then you'll find out exactly what the other side has up their sleeve. And, Tommy, we're out of time. I appreciate it. CenterForSecurityPolicy.org. If you want more information, we're going to have you back at some point in time in the future because we need to continue this discussion, obviously. People want to know. They're just... This is a life and death matter right now, folks. This is nothing to sneeze at, and we appreciate you being on the program. Thank you. God bless you for the work you're doing. We'll be back on the other side of the hour here, hopefully with Steve Hayes. Back to Flat Tax.
Max. This product is considered SOD, or superoxide dismutase. This is an enzyme found in all living cells. SOD helps break down potentially harmful oxygen molecules in cells. Chagamax is fortified with the powers of wild oregano and wild birch bark. Get your Chagamax by calling 877-817-9829 or go to thepowermall.com. Are you tired of trying to figure out how to get all your fruits and vegetables into your busy lifestyle? OptiVita Complete Essentials provides you with 22 whole food vitamins and minerals, 29 fruits and vegetables, probiotics, antioxidants, and botanicals for ultimate health and nutrition. 30 individual packs, now less than $3 per day. Get your OptiVita Complete Essentials by calling 877-817-9829 or order online at thepowermall.com.
I don't know where to start. There's so many products you guys offer. I think one of the first things I ever ordered from you guys was your clay. The clay is miraculous. I could not do without that. And the charcoal, you know, you can get yourself in a bathtub to kind of help take the toxins out. So just those two alone, but I could go on to the OptiVita Silver Lozenges. Of course, then the OregaResp and the P73, the oil of oregano, and your Vitamir toothpaste. Again, I could go on and on and on.
Call Jay at thepowermall.com and receive superior customer service. Call 1-877-817-9829 right now. That number again is 1-877-817-9829. Support small businesses and buy from the good guys at thepowermall.com. That's thepowermall.com.
My husband is a welder by trade, but he grinds his welding products, and he doesn't wear a helmet or a mask to do that. And he had this cruddy stuff in his lungs, and it just wasn't going away. And I heard you one time talking about the Sera enzyme for the lungs. And my goodness, I mean, he can breathe so much easier. And I don't hear that crud in his lungs. Thank you so very much.
To find out more about this product or others like it, go to our website at thepowermall.com. That's thepowermall.com. Call 877-817-9829. That number again is 877-817-9829. 9829. Jay's standing by to take your call. Now more than ever, we need your support. Buy from the good guys at thepowermall.com. That's thepowermall.com.
Boost your immune system naturally this year with oil of oregano, a potent germ killer. This is the true wild oregano oil P73, a blend of edible spices of wild oregano grown on natural mineral-rich soils. Research published in the International Journal of Food Microbiology found that oil of oregano is an excellent germicide capable of killing a wide range of fungi and bacteria. Get it today by visiting thepowermall.com or calling 877-817-9829.